Unbelievable. With Kamala Harris and Donald Trump hovering around 270 electoral votes, November presidential election probably be decided by 3 electoral votes or less. Ooh, that's scary, right? Well, do you remember, folks, every one of our federal agencies pretty much has been weaponized now by the left. They answer to the Democrat Party, not the people, not to Congress. Do you remember the 2020 census robbed red states of between 4 and 6 congressional districts? What? Because the census deliberately undercounted red states, the number of people in red states, and overcounted the number of people in critical blue states. Stealing seats. They stole congressional seats. And do you remember, this is when I lost it with Kevin McCarthy, who was our speaker. Kev said nothing about this. Kev did nothing about this. It almost made me think he was in cahoots with the Democrats. That's how bad it was. That's when I went, never, Kev, I don't care. Somebody scrape him up off the side of the road. Anybody's better than this guy. Can you imagine if we had weaponized the Census Bureau and stolen 4 to 6 congressional seats? I mean, our majority is smaller than that. The Democrats would have gone buck wild. Kev did nothing. And it was obnoxious, too, because the census came out. They waited until the Census Bureau waited until it was too late. There had already been primaries in these fake districts. And then they were like, oh, yeah, you know what? Yeah, all these census takers lied. We fired them and all. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and keep the fake districts. And Kev went, okay. Okay, fine. There were unusually large counting errors, and it was really weird. The overcounted states were all blue, and they were massively overcounted, some of them. By 5, 6, almost 7%, Delaware, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Rhode Island, and Utah. So only 2 red states in that list. Undercounted states, Arkansas, Florida, Illinois, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Texas. Now, why am I talking about this again? Well, presidential electors are awarded by congressional districts. So you get 2 electors, like for your senators, right? And then however many Congress members you have. So when the census robbed red states, thanks to overcounts in blue states like New York and Rhode Island, guess what? They robbed electors too. So what happened was the census had to fix things. I mean, they knew they were doing this. All these people are fleeing blue states because of the misery. So they would have lost electors. They had to figure out a way to put them back. So they did. They just, whoops, counted wrong. Well, now that's a really big deal because look, it's looking like it'll come down to just a few electoral votes for Trump versus Kamala. According to a Heritage Foundation analysis, the result of those errors was to short red states at least 3 seats, might have been as high as 5, 2 in Florida, 1 in Texas, and give them undeservedly to Minnesota, Rhode Island, Colorado, places where people are fleeing. And by the way, we'll continue to flee as Trend Aragua in California, in Colorado takes more territory and more cities. In a close election, a swing of 3 House districts and 3 Electoral College votes could determine control of the House or the White House. In other words, another fake president. What does this mean? You got to vote. You got to vote. Shocking stats by one of the few Republicans actually trying to register Republicans, Scott Pressler. Think about this for a minute. Pennsylvania, 900,000 hunters in Pennsylvania. What do you think? Most hunters are probably red, right? They're probably Republican. Think hunters would care if they take your guns? If she does mandatory gun buybacks? I think they'd care a lot. How many of them are unregistered? What would you guess? Unregistered to vote. 300,000. Let that sink in. And you know what this explains? There are more of them, Democrats, in terms of registration, right? You go state to state to state, you add them up all across the country. It's more Democrats than Republicans. But there's this weird thing going on where poll after poll after poll after poll shows there's more of us. Normals. Usually right around 60 to 63% of Americans support whatever the Republican position is over the Democrat position on everything but abortion. That makes no sense. How are there more of them registered, but there's way more of us in polling on virtually every issue? We're not registered. That's the difference. Look at Pennsylvania. Joe Biden won, I'll put that in air quotes, won Pennsylvania by 81,660 votes. And we have 300,000 unregistered hunters. It's so bad that Scott Pressler had to start going to Trump rallies because he found on average 13% of the people there were not registered to vote. Crazy, right? So here's what I need you to do. This audience is going to be pivotal to making the decision about whether Kamala Harris is the president or whether Donald Trump is. Why? Trump needs three states to win. If you want to know what's going on in this presidential election, just watch three states. Pennsylvania, Georgia, and North Carolina. If he wins Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, he's a president. And we know that because did you see over the weekend, the governor of North Carolina, who's a Democrat, Roy Cooper, came out and said, listen, if Kamala could just win North Carolina, she's the president. He's right. So what does this mean? Our audience, this station is heard in roughly half of North Carolina. My dad gets it clear to Charlotte driving around in the car. And we're heard in North Georgia. Okay, if you are within the sound of my voice, number one, check and make sure you are still registered, especially if you haven't voted in a while. If not, you need to register. Number two, you need to go find every like-minded friend and family member in North Carolina and Georgia. Have them check if they're registered. It's very easy to do. Just County Board of Elections. Look up your county. Put Board of Elections after it. See if you're registered. You know, you can register online in North Carolina. You can register online in Georgia now. I didn't know that. I looked it up this weekend. Okay. You're going to check if you're registered. You're going to ask everybody you know to check if they're registered. The registration deadline for North Carolina is October 11th. For Georgia, it's October 7th. Please, please, please check and have friends and family check. And then you know what we're going to do? We're going to hound them to vote. We've got to get out the vote for Donald Trump.